AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein thinks Hillary Clinton needs to fully explain her email situation.
From this point on, the silence is going to hurt her.
Feinstein was on NBC's Meet the Press. Clinton used a private non-government email account when she was Secretary of State. Trey Gowdy runs the House Select Committee on Benghazi. He thinks an independent authority should be needed to make sure that Clinton releases all of her emails.
With respect to the president, it's not up to Secretary Clinton to decide what's a public record and what's not. We need someone, and frankly, I've lost confidence in the State Department to make that determination.
Clinton says she's turned over all relevant emails to the State Department for review. Gowdy was on CBS's Face the Nation. President Obama says if the U.S. doesn't get the nuclear deal with Iran they want, they'll walk away. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there's a good reason why he has been sending out warnings about Iran.
Iran has been trying to get to the bomb, and if we hadn't acted, President Obama and Congress and others, if we hadn't acted in these intervening years, Iran would have had the nuclear weapon a long time ago.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Nuclear talks resume in 1 week. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Martin Dempsey says some Iraqi units that are in line for U.S.-led training to take on the Islamic State are not prepared for it. He sees no reason to send more U.S. military trainers or advisors at this time, but defended the pace of the overall military campaign in Iraq. The price of gas keeps going up 21 cents over the past 2 weeks, the average nationwide $2.54 a gallon. But oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices are still relatively low.
To put this jump in perspective, the current price is still a discount to a year ago by 97 cents per gallon.
The price of California went up 57 cents. This is AP Radio News. It's a hot sport in a very cold Buffalo, New York. Ice bikes at an outdoor rink.
Ice bike inventor Lisa Florzak says when Buffalo wanted ideas to revitalize the waterfront, she came up with the alternative to ice skating, ice biking.
The Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation maybe thought that maybe it was a little bit crazy. I myself thought it was a little bit crazy. Like, I had no idea if it was going to work or people were going to like it. And in our case, it went over beautifully.
Her ice bike is basically a coaster bike that sits on a rectangular base with blades. Instead of a front wheel, there's another blade, while the rear wheel is studded. They ride like regular bikes, only without the need to balance. I'm Julie Walker.
In the NFL, running back LeSean McCoy has signed a $40 million five-year contract with his new team, the Buffalo Bills. The Miami Dolphins have pulled ahead in the push to sign linebacker Ndamukong Suh. Signing can start on Tuesday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.